This wedding was going to be a disaster. Molly Burnett didn't know what had possessed her to agree to come back to Hope for her sister Emma's wedding. Love for her sister, of course, but she knew what was at stake. She never came home. Hadn't been home since she'd left when she was 18. That had been 12 years ago. She'd moved around from town to town, state to state, never setting down roots. Permanence just wasn't Molly's thing, and she sure as hell had never come back to her hometown. Until now. Even as she drove past the city limits sign, her throat had started to close up, her breathing becoming labored. If she hyperventilated, crashed the car, and died a week before Emma's wedding, her sister would never forgive her. Then again, with all the sputtering and coughing her ancient Ford Taurus was doing, it might just do itself in before she had a chance to crash it into anything. "Come on, George," she said, smooth-talking the car. "Hang in there." She didn't have a new, or a newer used, car in her budget. Old George, currently 15, and she hoped heading toward 16, was just going to have to suck it up and keep working. At the next stoplight, George shuddered and belched rather loudly, making the two little kids sitting in the back seat of the car next to her point and laugh. She gave them a smile, then gently pressed the gas. Obviously having cleared his throat, George lumbered on, and Molly sighed in grateful relief. Gripping the steering wheel and forcing deep, calming breaths, Molly drove past the First Baptist Church, her favorite donut shop, the florist, and Edith's hair salon. So many places still stood, all of them so familiar. And yet a lot had changed in 12 years. So much progress, so many new businesses had cropped up. New restaurants, the hospital was bigger than she remembered, and they'd widened the highway. When she'd lived here, there'd been only one shop to stop at for gas and sodas along the main road. Now there was one at every corner. She purposely turned off the main road, determined to avoid the high school. Too many memories she wasn't ready to face yet. She headed toward the main strip of town. There was a new bakery, and on impulse, Molly decided to stop and buy some goodies for the family. She headed inside, the smell of sugar and baked goods making her smile. This place definitely reminded her of home, though it hadn't been cups and cakes last time she was home. Red and Helen Osajek had owned the Hope Bakery for as long as she could remember. Her mom had told her they'd retired several years ago and sold the bakery. She wondered who owned this place. She browsed the display case, her stomach rumbling. "Can I help you?" She stood and smiled at the familiar face from back in high school. With light brown hair and brown eyes, she was still as pretty now as she had been in school,